It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Each and every Thursday night at this time, we get together to talk Lorain County in Northeast Ohio high school wrestling. Great to have you with us. Sean Bennett, great to have you back on AM 930 WEOL. What are we going to talk about tonight, Sean Bennett?
Well, we just completed probably our last blockbuster weekend filled with tournaments. You kind of see on the sheet that next week we kind of have a lull as teams are starting to kind of rest up for this stretch run. The weekends are starting to be reserved for things like tournament or conference tournaments, things along that nature. They're in the thick of the conference duels, kind of wrapping up, trying to get ready for positioning for the conference tournaments. And next week we start the state team tournament, which is always a fun dual format tournament as well.
We'll talk about this a little bit more in our next segment when we look back on last week. But boy, I was following your coverage in the Chronicle Telegram. Elyria did very, very well at the Bill Dees Memorial.
Yeah, it's probably, again, one of those tough tournaments. It's up there near Brecksville level and Ironman level. But, you know, it's considered a really, really prestigious tournament. Multiple nationally ranked teams, a lot of nationally ranked guys. They had brackets where there was potential state champions facing state champions from interdivisional matchups, I guess, from the wrestling as well. So definitely if you went to Akron Firestone last week, you get to see some great wrestling.
So again, we'll talk about that a little bit more during our next segment as far as individual wrestlers for Elyria High. And then in our second segment, our last segment tonight, Mark Most from Lorain High is going to join us.
Right. They were out at another really tough tournament out near the Toledo area, the Maumee Bay Classic held at Oregon Clay, and they've been going to that for several years. Amherst was there with them, Avon Lake. Very, very tough tournament there on the west side of the state. So he's going to probably let us know about that, let us know about some of his wrestlers. Aaron Huff was out, who's really highly ranked in the state, was out several weeks with an injury, and he made his return this weekend. So we want to kind of find out what he's all about, he did really well out there. So,
all right, so we got a busy show ahead. Of course, we're going to back you right into Cavs basketball tonight right here on WEOL. Cavs back home after that six-game road swing, taking on the Suns tonight at the Q. So that comes up at 6:30. So between now and 6:30, yours truly, Tim Alcorn, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, talking Lorain County High School Wrestling. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, we're on your phone. Great way to listen. Download that WEOL mobile app. You can put it right on your phone and listen that way. And you can listen online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Great to have Sean join us each and every Thursday night to talk Lorain County and Northeast Ohio wrestling. Boy, nobody covers it like Sean. And, of course, Friday, he'll have his wrestling column in the CT. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But, Sean, we opened up the program by talking about Elyria High and their success at the Bill Dees. And we mentioned that we would go through a couple of their individual standouts. Well, number one, as a team, they stood out. Second out of 48 teams, they come in at number two and seven placers.
And I know Eric will always kind of deflect from the questions of what if his lineup was healthy. But two guys that have been out all year from the lineup are Tristan Brady at 160 and Brendan Price at 170. And those guys are probably going to be wrestling at the state tournament this year. They just returned this weekend to the mats. They were with the Elyria White team, which is like their second varsity team, at the Len Periano. They both won titles there. So they're going to be in the lineup pretty soon. Had those guys been in the lineup, I really believe Elyria would have made up the, I think, 6-7 points they finished behind Brecksville and won that team championship at Bill D's. And they won, and they beat Brecksville a couple years ago and won that title as well. So I think that's kind of a healthy Elyria is still kind of one of the teams to beat in the state. I mean, they're still ranked behind St. Edward and Olentangy Liberty, but I think Elyria healthy probably wins that tournament.
Boy, an elite Elyria High program right now, and some of the individuals that stood out for the Pioneers?
Yeah, well, obviously, Josh Breeding, JT Brown, and Kevin Vaux all won championships there. Kevin Vaux, JT Brown, not at all surprising. I think they were kind of almost expected to go and win by most of the people who were kind of prognosticating on that. Josh Breeding had to beat Ronnie Rowan, who was the top seed at his weight. He was an Akron Firestone kid wrestling in his own gym. Won that match in the semifinals, not the way he had wanted. Ronnie Rowan, I think, suffered a shoulder injury, had to default out of the match, but Breeding went on to win pretty convincingly in the final. I think he made your decision in the final and won that as well. So those three guys come away with titles. The two freshmen that lead off the lineup, Mick Burnett and Dylan Shover, both also made the finals. Lost close matches to the Tag brothers from Brecksville, Gabriel and Bryce. So they basically... It was what it is. I mean, they've faced those guys multiple times in big tournament competition. They're tight matches, and I've seen guys like that lose tight matches throughout the course of the season and then win when it counts at the end. So I think that's what Mick Burnett and Dylan Shover are hoping for, is to win those big matches. And actually, Shover had beat his Tag brother at 113 during Brecksville, so he's already got a win against that guy.
And Cam King finished third at 195. Brenton Fenton, fifth at 120, and also a good showing for Midview. I mean, they're seventh and four placers for the Midview Middies.
Right, and Spencer Berthold almost won a title, went into sudden victory overtime, and lost late in that overtime period with a takedown. I think it was a 1-1 match, and he lost 3-1 with a quick takedown, like right at the end. Both guys were exhausted. It was kind of like a who was going to kind of just find the right position, and his opponent. From Mogador, I believe, swung behind him and got those quick points.
And Seth Frombach with a fourth-place finish, and Trevor Began, fifth at 152.
Right, and those three guys actually have been getting it done all year. I think the surprise was that fourth-placer, Daniel Buknovich, who is a freshman at heavyweight and kind of has been going back and forth with Evan Keese, who's the kind of the I think he's a two-time district qualifier. He's been kind of holding that spot, and those guys have been battling for that heavyweight spot. So that's kind of good for Midviews for the future, a freshman kind of going in there, kind of winning that spot here and there throughout the weeks and going into, Bill D's and placing. That's prestigious.
Absolutely. So, again, congratulations to Elyria. Great showing. Nice showing by Midview as well. You mentioned the Maumee Bay Classic. Lorraine was there last week. Avon Lake and Amherst were also at the Maumee Bay over at Oregon Clay.
Right, and Amherst with a nice showing there. They had Matt Lee, who's been just killing it all year at heavyweight, win a championship at 285. He's been standout for them and really ranked sixth in the state. He's probably going to do well. He returned to the state tournament, probably end up on the podium this year. And then Alex Reyes, I think both of them only have one losses. Only had one loss going into this. Obviously, Alex lost a couple matches at Maumee Bay, but he finished fifth. And then Aiden Rivers, I believe, is a freshman at 113, placed as well. So, again, you love to see your freshman place in these tough tournaments. You love to see them place anywhere, but when they place in a tough tournament like these 42-team tournaments at Maumee Bay and 48-team tournaments at Bill D's, when a freshman can place there, they're doing something special.
Again, Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle as we bring you our Thursday night wrestling recap. Avon Lake had a placer over at the Maumee Bay Classic as well.
Yeah, also at heavyweight, so nice to see a couple local heavyweights, Max Whitman, and Avon Lake's looking for things like that because they've been young and they've been kind of in that rebuilding phase. I'm sure no coach likes to use that term, but they've been kind of building up the program again since Scott Peepers took over that program a couple years ago. And yeah, great to see you know, Max Whitman go in there and you know, land on a podium in out of 42 teams.
And of course, the Husky Invitational. I know we talked about this last week on the show, Sean. A real good showing for the Wellington Duke program over at Northwestern.
Yeah, 10 placers out of 14 potential weight classes is always nice to see 10 guys land on the podium. Multiple champions with Mason Wright winning at 138 and Chris Miller winning at 170. And real nice because we had three teams in that tournament and all teams came away with champions. That was kind of the theme last weekend is we had teams like almost at every tournament winning championships. So it was nice to see those guys go in and win championships. But yeah, I mean, you just see all the way down the list, a bunch of, you know, once wrestlers landing on podiums there.
Boy, no doubt for Wellington. You had Mason Wright, a champion at 138. Chris Miller, a champion at 107. Colin Schaffstall, third at 126. Nick Fox, third at 195. Trevor Boos, fourth at 145. Max Mormon, fourth at 152. Nick Arno with a fifth place finish at 160. Black River and Keystone also competed over at that Husky Invitational.
Yeah, and again, both finished with champions. D.P. Schranko won the heavyweight title, and from what I was, Jesse Campbell sent me some info on that, and he beat a kid who finished fourth in the state in the final, beat another kid who was, I believe, a state qualifier last year. So that's not just, you know, a fluff win. He went through some heavyweight, no pun intended,
competition.
To win that title. And then Justin Oakletree over at 182 with a big win as well. He's kind of, I think he's missed a few tournaments, so I don't know if he was a little banged up or not, but back in the lineup and obviously back with a bang.
Coach, I'm so used to talking to coaches. I just automatically spit that out. Coach, but Sean, the Len Periano Memorial over at Berea Mid-Park, Brookside, the Elyria White Squad, as you said, Lorraine sent members over there, as did Firelands. Some standouts for you there.
Yeah, and obviously Lorraine split because they sent, you know, a few of their elite guys over to Maumee Bay, and then some of the guys who may not have fared well there, and you know, because you don't want to send a guy who maybe isn't ready for that level of competition to just get wiped off the mat in two straight matches and sit in Toledo for, you know, 2 days. So they went out to Len Periano, and they did pretty well. They had several good competitors there. But Brookside, obviously, second out of 10 teams there. Brookside has done well at this tournament over and over again. They had nine placers. Greg Packard, championship at 220. Elyria can't be unhappy with having champions in two different tournaments on the same weekend.
Wow.
Obviously, Devontae Bowens won a championship at 132 there. Tristan Brady, as I mentioned earlier, won the 160 title. Brendan Price won the 170 title. So three champions at Bill D's, three champions at Len Periano. I mean, that's kind of – I don't think I've seen that before where a team's won – three championships in two tournaments on one weekend, so that's kind of impressive. And then Lorraine, obviously, Sean Petty won his championship at 145. So great to see the local guys going and ending up at the top of the podiums there.
And we got about a minute left in this segment, so Sean, real quick, we talked about that Catholic Invitational Tournament that EC was at. Boy, they had a pretty good showing there.
Yeah, and it's nice because EC is doesn't have a full lineup. It is a smaller school, and the Catholic Invitational Tournament recognizes that there are big schools like, you know, St. Edward, St. Ignatius, you know, LaSalle, things like that. And then they have the smaller schools, and they actually split up their fields into small school and large school. So EC's in the small school, and they finished third out of 12 small school teams. So, yeah, great showing for them. As usual, Stan Blake, Robbie Cobb, those two guys both finished as finalists in the event. Both lost their matches and finished as runner-up, but that's definitely, you know, and for Stan Blake, this has been like his kind of his kryptonite during his high school wrestling career. His only loss in the regular season of his freshman year was at the CIT. His only loss so far this year at the CIT. So it's a tough tournament. That shows you the level of kids down there.
Well, no doubt. Again, it was a busy, busy weekend. So glad we could recap it for you and go through all the teams and what their individual wrestlers were able to accomplish. We're going to take a quick time out on our weekly wrestling recap. When we come back, the head wrestling coach at Lorraine, Mark Most, will join us. We'll talk a little Titan wrestling. So stay with us. It is the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. We're on your phone. Download that WEOL mobile app, and you can also listen to us online at WEOL.com. Welcome back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, each and every Thursday night at 6 o'clock right here on WEOL and on our mobile app and online. We talk Lorain County and Northeast Ohio Wrestling. Great to have you with us. Thanks for dialing in. And we're going to go right to our phone lines because joining us this week is the head wrestling coach at Lorain High School, Mark Mose, stopping by to talk a little bit about the Lorain Titan wrestling program. Coach, great to have you on the show. We appreciate you stopping in.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure, guys.
Well, we were talking during our last segment about your weekend last weekend. Of course, things were kind of split up for your squad. You were at the Maumee Bay Classic over at Oregon Clay. And then, of course, you sent team members off to the Len Periano as well over at Berea Mid Park. Talk a little bit about how you feel your team performed and how your kids performed on the mats.
We're a pretty young team, so we split the teams up like that. To kind of wrestle more at our level. So the guys at Mid Park did pretty well. Like I said, we're pretty young, so we made some mistakes there, but they're getting a lot better as the weeks go on, which is encouraging. And then we had Sean Petty, our 145 pounder, he ended up winning the tournament and taking home the MVP. And then over at Oregon Clay for the Maumee Bay Classic, we had Aaron Huff back in the lineup. He finished third, still trying to knock off some rust and nagging football injury, but the good thing is he finished third. He didn't wrestle very well in a couple of the matches, but he was able to squeak by in a couple of them and, you know, he's improving as the week goes on this week, too. So they're wrestling pretty well. You know, we had Calvin Torres out there at Maumee Bay. He's our 195-pounder. Just made two separate mistakes, and same mistake in two different matches. He was up by six and attempted to keep scoring and found himself on his back in both those matches, which I like the aggressiveness, but he needs to stay in better position. And Blake Bartonley, we got him back. He was under the concussion protocol for just about 3 weeks now, and that was his first time back. And he wrestled well. He just ran into two studs. I think the one kid he had first round ended up winning the tournament, and the other guy finished fifth. So he's right there, too. He just got to get a little stronger, and, you know, that's something we'll work on from now until the end of February.
Hey, Coach, obviously Aaron, you know, he was out of the lineup for about 3 weeks with that injury. You said he aggravated again at the tournament a few weeks ago from football. Being a senior, it's obviously going to be disappointing for him to miss, you know, chunks of time his senior season. But as a coach, you get close to these kids. It's got to be frustrating for you as well to kind of see these kids kind of miss parts of their senior season, right?
It can be frustrating.
Did we lose?
I take it slow. Guys who came back from football, but Aaron, he needs to be healthy to wrestle well. He needs to be healthy mentally and physically to wrestle his best. And, you know, I know that he knows that. So we take our time and try not to get too frustrated about it because, you know, like I tell the guys, the only tournament that matters is, you know, the sectional tournament. And then hopefully districts and state too, but you know, sectionals is a big one because you have to, that's the beginning of the qualifying phase.
Coach, obviously next Wednesday starts the dual team tournament, the state dual team tournament, and you guys have been in that pretty much every year that you've been at Lorain. Obviously, big benefits because you get extra matches for your guys that don't hurt you, you know, and they don't cost you scheduling points. Can you just talk about the event, what you liked about it over the years, what you don't like about it, and what you expect from this year?
I like the state duels. I like the way they, you know, they changed up the format from, you know, when I was in school, now everybody can go. It's not just, you know, done on returning points. You know, so everybody gets a chance to wrestle for that state championship. You know, this year it's good for us because we get more matches. Our guys, like I said, we're pretty young, and being able to get more matches is exactly what we need to make those adjustments and see what's working and what's not. So I really like the fact that anybody and everybody can get in there. Unfortunately, we drew Wadsworth first round. So, you know, that's a tough first round opponent.
Yeah, no doubt. But, well, Coach, we're up against it on the clock here, but I want to thank you for stopping by the show tonight. Obviously, as you said, this young team, you're only going to get better by picking up the valuable experience that you are and you have so far this year. So we wish you the best as you continue on. And as Sean said, certainly some big wrestling coming up here in the near future.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Mark Most, the head coach of Lorain High, as he joins us here on our weekly wrestling recap. All right, Mr. Bennett, a couple of minutes to go before we wrap things up. What stands out as far as this week is concerned?
Yeah, like I said, it's kind of light. They're getting into the lull of the season. People are kind of like resting up for the stretch run. So we only have two events, but thankfully we have multiple local teams. So people have a choice to kind of go out and see some of the local teams still. One of them right here in Lorain County, that's the Jim Solomon Memorial out at Firelands. Actually at South Amherst Middle School is where they will be holding that this year. Avon Lake, Lorain, and Midview and host Firelands will all be competing in that tournament. And the Terry Monroe Invitational at Western Reserve, not too far away as well. Brookside Clearview and the Elyria White team will all be competing in that one.
All right, and before we wrap up shop, what's coming up in your wrestling column on Friday?
Yeah, well, I'll be breaking down the state duels, where the teams are, their locations, things like that. And my lead note will be kind of on a female wrestler in the kind. I don't want to give too much away. We've had female wrestlers before, not a totally, you know, out of the blue type of thing, but this story is a little unusual. It's a little unique, this situation for this girl.
Very cool. That's a nice tease. That's a very nice tease. So that comes up in tomorrow's Chronicle Telegram. Again, Sean Bennett, nobody covers wrestling like Sean. You can read all about that and more in tomorrow's wrestling column in the CT. Thanks to Mark Most for joining us. Sean, thanks to you. We'll do this again next Thursday night. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. It's our weekly wrestling recap. It's presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. We're glad you dialed in on AM 930 WEOL on your phone with that WEOL mobile app. Or maybe you were listening online at WEOL.com.